Afoot and light-hearted, I take to the open road. Healthy, free, the world before me. The long brown path before me leading wherever I choose. Henceforth, I ask not good fortune. I myself am good fortune. Henceforth, I whimper no more, postpone no more, need nothing. Done with indoor complaints, library, querulous criticism. Strong and content, I travel the open road. New road I enter upon and look around, I believe you are not all that is here. I believe that much unseen is also here. Hear the profound lesson of reception, nor preference, nor denial. The black with his woolly head, the felon, the diseased, the illiterate person are not denied. The birth, the hastening after the physician, the beggar's cramp, the drunkard stagger, the laughing party of mechanics, the escaped youth, the rich person's carriage, the pot, the eloping couple, the early market man, the hearse, the moving of the furniture to the town and the return back from the town. They pass, I also pass. Anything passes. None can be interdicted. None but are accepted. None but shall be dear to me. O highway I travel, you say to me, do not leave me. You say, venture not. If you leave me, you are lost. You say, I am already prepared. I am well beaten and undenied. Adhere to me. O public road, I say back, I am not afraid to leave you, yet I love you. You express me better than I can express myself. You shall be more to me than my poet. I think heroic deeds were all conceived in the open air, and all three poems also. I think I could stop here myself and do miracles. I think whatever I shall meet in the road I shall like, and whoever beholds me shall like me. I think whoever I see must be happy. From this hour I ordain myself roots of limits. Imaginary line, going where I list, my own master, total and absolute, listening to others, considering well what they say, pausing, searching, perceiving, contemplating, gently but with undeniable will, divesting myself of the whole that would hold me. I inhale great drafts of space, the east and the west are mine, and the north and the south are mine. I am larger, better than I thought. I did not know I held so much goodness. Here is a test of wisdom. Wisdom is not finally tested in schools. Wisdom cannot be passed from one having it to another not having it. Wisdom is a good soul. It is not susceptible of truth. Is its own truth. Applies to all stages and objects and qualities. It is content. It is the certainty of the reality and immortality of things and the excellence of things. Something there is in the float of the sight of things that provokes it out of the soul. Now I re-examine philosophies and religions. They may prove well in lecture rooms, yet not prove at all under the spacious clouds and along the landscape and flowing current. Here is the efflux of the soul. The efflux of the soul comes from within, through a bowered gate, ever-provoking questions. These yearnings, why are they? These thoughts in the darkness, why are they? Why are the men and women that, while they are dimy in the sunlight, expand my blood? Why, when they leave me, do my penance of joy sink flat in the night? Why are there trees I never walk under, but large and melodious crops descend upon me? I think they hang there winter and summer on those trees that always drop wind as I pass. What is it I entertain so suddenly with strangers? What with some driver as I ride on the seat by his side? What with some fisherman drawing his chain by the shore as I walk by and pause? What gives me to be free to a woman's and man's goodwill? What gives them to be free to mine? The flux of the soul is happiness. Here is happiness. I think it pervades the open air, waiting at all times. Now it flows unto us, we are rightly charged. How long? The road is before us. It is safe, I have tried it. My own feet have tried it well. Be not detained. Let the paper remain in the desk unwritten, and the book on the shelf unopened. Let the tools remain in the workshop. Let the money remain unearned. Let the school stand. Mind not the cry of the teacher. Let the preacher preach in his pulpit. Let the lawyer plead in the court. The judge expound the law. Amorado, I give you my hand. I give you my love, more precious than money. I give you myself, the four features of law. Will you give me yourself? Will you come travel with me? Shall we sit by each other as long as we live?